wonderful thing. During the past Nityananda's appearances, we always said it is the most wonderful description, but we were always hesitant to enter into it and describe what really happened. And today, I would like to invite all of you to deeply enter into this historic meeting of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda. It is a meditative reading, dramatic reading, and our musicians have arrived. When he heard of Lord Nityananda's arrival in Navadvip, Lord Chaitanya felt limitless happiness in his heart. He spoke to all the Vaishnavas and revealed what was to happen. But no one understood the heart of his words. Tears of love in his eyes, Lord Chaitanya said, "O my brothers, in 2 or 3 days, a great person will come here. By divine arrangement, on that day, Lord Chaitanya worshipped Lord Vishnu and afterwards hurried to meet the Vaishnavas. The Lord told everyone, 'Last night I saw a great wonder in my dream. There was a chariot that was the best in the world. It had a palm tree flag. It stopped before my door. On that chariot, I saw a very tall person. On his shoulder, he carried a mace. He was not peaceful. In his left hand he held a cane and a kamandalu.
that person wore blue garments. A blue turban decorated his head. On his left ear was a colorful earring. I think he looked like Lord Balaram. And he said, "Is this Nimai Pandit's home?" He repeated 10 or 20 times, "Is this Nimai Pandit's home?" He wore the garments of an avaduta. He was very powerful. I never saw anyone powerful like him. Very respectfully, I gazed at him. I asked, "O great personality, who are you?" He smiled and said to me, "We are brothers. Tomorrow you and I will meet." Hearing his words, I became very happy. I felt that he and I are the same person. Speaking these words, Lord Chaitanya left external consciousness far behind. Entering the mood of Lord Balaram, he began to roar, "Bring Madhu! Bring Madhu! Bring Madhu!
Bring
wine!
Bring wine!"
Oh, this in a Hare Krishna temple is too much. He roared. Hearing his roar, everyone felt that their ears would split. Srivas Pandit said, "O my Lord, please hear. You already possess the wine you desire. Others can taste it only if you give it to him." Srivas Pandit, in other words, said, "Lord, there is the madhu, the wine of pure love of Godhead." Trembling, the devotees stayed far away. They had never heard anyone roaring like this and saying, "Bring madhu." When they only heard the word madhu, they ran away in fear. But the Vaishnavas thought, there must be a reason for all this. Laughing, singing, rocking his body to and fro, red-eyed Lord Chaitanya became like Lord Balaram. That time Lord Chaitanya's color became white. He laughed. He sang. And some very fortunate Vaishnavas could see how all of a sudden Lord Chaitanya held the plow of Lord Balaram. The devotees were afraid. But after some moments, the Lord returned to his natural state. Then he explained the dream. He said, "In my heart, I think there's only one explanation.
An exalted personality has come here. As I told you all before, we will soon see an exalted person here in Navadvip. Haridas, go! Srivas Pandit, go! Go! And find who this person is. On the Lord's order, these two great devotees happily searched every part of Navadvip. As they searched and searched, the two devotees said, I think this person must be Lord Balaram himself. Wild with happiness, the two devotees searched the city, but they did not find even half a sesame seed's worth of news. For 9 hours, Haridas and Srivas Pandit searched all over Nadia. Not finding the object of their search, they returned to Lord Chaitanya. To the Lord's feet, they presented this report. We did not see anyone. We looked in the homes of every Vaishnava, every sannyasi, every pious householder, and every materialist, but we did not see him. We looked everywhere in Navadvip. Only in the villages outside Navadvip did we not look. Hearing the words, Lord Chaitanya smiled. He knew Lord Nitananda was playing a trick. He thought, Nitananda has hidden himself very well. In this incarnation, Lord Nityananda is carefully hidden. Only if Lord Chaitanya himself reveals him, can anyone see Lord Nitananda. It is a fact. In the incarnation of Nityananda, Lord Balaram is carefully hidden. He's hidden by adopting the mood of an avaduta. An avaduta is a person whose activities are highly controversial and not easy to be understood. Avadutas are persons who are beyond the rules of the Vedas. Nityananda hid in this place. Activities, behavior and dress which cannot be understood with the material mind and senses. Yes, he would walk around in Navadvip, sometimes not even dressed. And in the monsoon time, when Mother Ganga was full of bubbles and was very milky and very wild with many whirlpools, Lord Nitananda would laugh and jump into Mother Ganga and play with the crocodiles.
day and night he would only say, Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. At one stage, Lord Chaitanya called him, said, Nitai, do not come any longer to Navadvip. Preach in Goda Dej, not Navadvip, Puri. Don't come to Puri and see me. Stay in Goda Dej and become a Grihastha.
But my Lord, I'm like a sannyasi.
No, you should become like a Grihastha. To give the example that even in Grihastha ashram, one can be ecstatic. Lord Nityananda said, my Lord, I'm sold out to you. I'm only your instrument. If you wish me to become a Grihastha, I will be your Grihastha. Then he went to Navadvip and he began to dress in the most amazing colorful silk dresses. He would carry one red iron rod. He was very powerful. And he had one earring, not two earrings, one earring. And Rudraksha, pearl necklaces, flower garlands around him. Someone who met Lord Nityananda at that time said, he is like a flower from the age of Satya Yuga, who spreads his influence everywhere. Even if this flower was at some place and has gone away, the flower, the smell is still there. So when no one could find Lord Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya took it upon himself. He gently smiled and said, come with me and we will find him. The devotees began to chant, Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna. As they walked, the devotees happily went with Lord Chaitanya. Accompanied by the devotees, Lord Chaitanya, who knew everything, at once went to Nandan Acharya's home. And there he met Nitai. But before we will enter this scene, we need to sing.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Thank you.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh! Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Oh! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai. Gaura Nithai, 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 Gaura Nithai. Nithai Gaura Nibo, 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 Nibo. Nithai Gaura Nibo, 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 Nibo. Ya Premanandi, Hari Hari Bo.
You may sit. In the traditional melody. Hare Krishna, Hare. Hare Krishna. You are now ready for the historic meeting. Listen very carefully. It will certainly change your life. into the home of Nandanacharya, the jewel of exalted persons, Lord Nityananda Prabhu was staying. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his Sankirtan party chanting very enthusiastically entered into this home. When they saw Lord Nityananda, everyone stood still and simply stared. Nityananda was effulgent as millions of suns, wrapped in meditation. Nityananda did not notice that anyone had arrived. In his meditation, he was filled with happiness, and he simply smiled with eyes closed. There he was sitting, Lord Nityananda. Lord Chaitanya and the whole Sankirtan party stared at him. And then Lord Chaitanya gave the example. He and all his associates followed him and bowed down to Lord Nityananda. Everyone respectfully stood. No one had the power to say anything or to think anything. They only gazed and stared at Nityananda Prabhu. Lord Chaitanya stood directly in front of Nityananda, and Nityananda recognized his own Lord in the heart. Slowly he opened his eyes. In great happiness, with unblinking eyes, Lord Nityananda gazed at Lord Chaitanya's form. It was as if with his tongue, Lord Nityananda licked Lord Chaitanya's form. It was as if with his eyes, Lord Nityananda drank the handsomeness of Lord Chaitanya's form. It was as if with his arms, Lord Nityananda embraced Lord Chaitanya. And it was as if with his nose, Lord Nityananda smelled Lord Chaitanya. My dear devotees, see in your mind's eye Lord Chaitanya standing before Nityananda. Lord Nityananda stood up. He stood there, stunned and motionless. He neither said nor did anything. He just stood there. Everyone there was filled with wonder. Lord Chaitanya is the master of all living entities. He knew how to bring Lord Nityananda out of his trance. So Lord Chaitanya hinted at Shiva's with his eyes, Shrivas, 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 with his eyes he said, recite a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Shrivas Pandit understood the Lord's hint at once, and he recited a verse which describes the meditation on Lord Krishna. This verse takes us directly to Vrindavan.
Pitam natavara vapu kanayo kanikaram bibrat vasha kanapakapisham beja jantim chamalam randran vino adada sudaya Purayan Gopa Brinde Brindaranyam Svapadaramanam Pravishat Kita Kirti.
This is how the gopis meditated about Krishna. They meditated how Krishna is dressed, decorated with a peacock feather on his head, just like a dancing actor, and with blue flowers pushed over his ear. His garment glowed yellow gold, and he was garlanded with a Vaijajanti necklace. Dressed in such an attractive way, Krishna filled up the holes of his flute with the nectar emanating from his lips. So the gopis meditated about him. How Krishna entered the forest of Vrindavan, which is glorified by the footprints of Krishna and his companions. My dear devotees, listen now very carefully what happened when Lord Nityananda heard the recitation of this verse. Simply by hearing the recitation of this verse, Lord Nityananda fainted. He was no longer conscious. Lord Nityananda had fainted in ecstasy. Lord Chaitanya ordered Shivas, recite, say it again. After some moments of hearing this verse repeated, Lord Nityananda regained consciousness. He touched Lord Chaitanya and then he started to weep. Again and again hearing the verse, Lord Nityananda became mad and roared like a lion. Hearing his roar, the universe broke into pieces. Unseen by the others, Lord Nityananda violently fell to the ground. In their hearts, everyone thought, oh no, his bones must have broken into pieces. Afraid that he was hurt, the Vaishnavas called out, Krishna, save him!
Krishna, save him!
Krishna,
Lord Nityananda rolled on the ground. His body was flooded with tears from his eyes. Gazing at Lord Chaitanya's face, he sighed. Bliss was in his heart. Moment after moment, he laughed and laughed aloud. One moment he danced. Another moment he bowed down. Another moment he slapped his arms. Another moment he jumped with both of his feet tied together in the air. Shh, like a rocket. Seeing this great wonder of the mad bliss of love for Lord Krishna, Lord Chaitanya and the Vaishnavas wept. Again and again, Lord Nityananda was overcome with ecstasy. Everyone tried to hold him still, but no one could. When no Vaishnava could hold him still, Lord Chaitanya came forward. His Nitai was shaking. His Nitai was rolling. His Nitai was breaking the universe by his ecstatic screams. Chaitanya jumped forward and embraced him. Lord Nityananda had surrendered his life to Lord Chaitanya. When Lord Chaitanya embraced him, he became still. Lord Nityananda now floated in the waters of love for Lord Chaitanya. He was like Lakshman, who became powerless in Lord Rama's embrace. Struck by the arrow of pure spiritual love, Lord Nityananda fell unconscious. Still embracing Lord Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya wept. After a few moments, Lord Nityananda returned to external consciousness. Everyone shouted, Hari!
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 And they shouted also, Jai!
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 Jai Nitai!
Lord Chaitanya embraced Lord Nityananda. Gazing at Lord Nityananda, all the devotees felt that their hearts became filled with Lord Nityananda. The devotees saw in their hearts only Lord Nityananda, nothing else, only Lord Nityananda. Dressed in blue garments, with curly hairs over his beautiful face, only Lord Nityananda. And Lord Nityananda gazed at Chaitanya. None of the two said anything. They only cried tears from their eyes. Feeling great bliss, their tears flooded the earth. Lord Chaitanya said, Today is an auspicious day for me. Today I have seen the pure devotional service that is the true meaning of all the four Vedas.
How can this kind of trembling, tears, and roaring be manifested if it is not manifested by the personal potency of the Supreme Lord Himself? Lord Krishna will never abandon any person who with his own eyes has once seen this kind of pure devotion. I think, Nitai, that you must be the Supreme Lord's spiritual potency. Anyone who worships you will certainly attain pure devotion to Lord Krishna. Please say with me these prayers of Lord Chaitanya to Nityananda. O Nitai, anyone who worships you will certainly attain pure devotion to Lord Krishna. O Nitai, you purify the 14 worlds. Your nature and activities are confidential, inconceivable, and unattainable. Everyone can see that you are the personification of the great treasure of pure love for Lord Krishna. Millions of sins, millions of illusions, millions of mistakes cannot stay with a person who somehow attains the association with Unity. I know that Lord Krishna will deliver me, for He has given me your association on your appearance day. I am very fortunate to see your feet on the altar. Anyone who worships your feet will attain a great treasure of pure love for Lord Krishna.
In an ecstatic trance, Lord Chaitanya glorified Lord Nityananda. He did not stop. Very agitated, Lord Nityananda became like a child. He spoke restlessly, like a child. In his heart thinking, "My Lord has descended to this world." He folded his hands and spoke with great humility. Lord Nityananda became so embarrassed when he heard these prayers. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then asked Nityananda, "Which places have you seen before your visit to Navadvip?" Lord Nityananda had spent 24 years on pilgrimage, looking in all the places of pilgrimage for Lord Krishna. He had asked the people, "Where is Krishna?
Where is Krishna?
Where is my Lord?
Where is my Lord?
He who plays the flute."
He who plays the
flute. Now he gave his report to Lord Chaitanya. "Yes, before coming here, I visited many holy places, even the holy places of Lord Krishna. But my Lord, I saw only the places, the empty places
I was not able to see Lord Krishna. I asked the good people there, good people, I have seen the empty deity thrones. Oh my brothers, please tell me, where did Lord Krishna go?
Where did Lord Krishna go?
They all told me, Lord Krishna, Lord Krishna, Lord Krishna went to West Bengal. Then he went to Gaya. Then he came over Kanainata Shala back to Navadvip. Someone who had heard the great chanting of Lord Hari's name in Nadia said, Lord Narayan himself has taken birth there as Chaitanya. I have heard that in Nadia even the most lowly and fallen souls are delivered. That's why I, Nitananda, a great sinner, have come here to see you. Then Lord Chaitanya said, we are all very fortunate that a great devotee like yourself has come amongst us. I think that today my life has become a great success. For today I have seen you weep streams of tears in ecstatic love. My dear devotees, this chapter ends with a blessing. Anyone who hears this account of the first time where Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda saw each other becomes free from the bonds of repeated birth and death. Syamachanda, this was your last birth. And well, one death will come, but it will be blissful. And then you are out of here. The chapter ends, but we don't end here. Anyone who desires to cross beyond the material world of birth and death and then dive into the ocean of pure devotional service should worship Lord Nityananda. If a devotee repeats these pastimes, then Lord Chaitanya blesses him, his family, and his friends. When you go home, please repeat this pastime to obtain further blessings. The holy name of Lord Chaitanya is very rare and difficult to find in this world. Lord Chaitanya is the life breath and the great wealth of everyone. The two moons, Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Sri Nityananda, are my life and soul. The two moons, Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Sri Nityananda, are my life and soul. I, Vrindavan Das, sing the glories of their feet. We will now sing the glories of Chaitanya Nityananda in a traditional melody which comes from Goda Desh. You kindly sing this melody with Sachi Devi.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Rama Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama
So, Hare Krishna, obviously we could now enter into a long, long kirtan, but I personally think that tomorrow will be a quite long day. Usually it ends at 3 o'clock or 2 o'clock in the morning. So I think that we should go with this very nice picture in our hearts to bed. The historic meeting of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda, and it is really very, very difficult for us who do not have such an experience of ecstasy in our lives to fathom or to come close to the appreciation of this, I would say, of Mahaprabhu's the essence of Mahaprabhu's teachings. The essence of Mahaprabhu's teaching is really a type of bhakti which is full with very, very sweet and wonderful rasa, or the bhakti rasa, the taste of devotion in the heart. It's very difficult to enter into it, but I feel when we hear such leelas as they are narrated by the great acharyas who had a deep insight into Chaitanya Nityananda, then we can start to feel something in our hearts. Even if we do not feel immediately the same bhakti rasa that you know, we also want to dance spontaneously, it will come. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur describes that usually it's considered impolite when you talk and the other person starts to dance ecstatically, but in Vaishnav evenings or Vaishnav's katha, this is desired. So it would be nice if in the future some of you would start dancing spontaneously. We also danced, but under guidance this time. Somehow we should have the yearning to enter into the essence of Chaitanya Bhakti, because it is through these exalted feelings which do arise when hearing the katha of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's through these exalted feelings that we can enter into the world of feelings, the world of rasa, the world of bhakti rasa, which is the spiritual world. This here is the world of the perverted or mirrored, reflected feelings. But this is very nice if we can sit on appearance days and chant like this. And I really want to thank all of the devotees who helped, that is our Ramananda and Chitra Devi, and then finally Sachi Devi, with this very nice way how the melodies went. I really feel if we can bring this Vaishnava culture a little bit more in our direction, this culture of exalted feelings for Krishna, then it will be very easy for us to give up the world of false feelings, the material world, and really enter into what we can say, an intense attachment to Krishna. There is no other way than feeling this intense attachment and eagerness to Krishna if you wish to go back into the spiritual world and
not just some unspecific spiritual world, but the spiritual world of Krishna, of Lord Radha and Krishna's feelings. So we are trying something with these evenings, and I do hope that you were also glad, and some of you were really going into it, and yes, very, very nice. So now we will hear our Master of Ceremonies,